I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
All right, so the first email comes to us from someone who had an incident at work because of our show.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
But you won't believe how this ends. This person said, please keep me anonymous. About a month ago, I attended my department's after work party. Several of us were talking about a recent episode of your show. Nothing too crazy. But one executive overheard our conversation and looked at me and said, you listen to Dave and Chuck the Freak?
You're sick.
You must be a pervert.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I can't believe one of my employees is a pervert.
Oh, no.
Jesus. She says, now this rant went on for over 5 minutes.
Yikes.
With him calling me and only me a pervert in front of
That's
everyone.
Horrible.
I'm putting it out there.
That.
It
you
ends in an RJ.
That.
It ends in an RJ.
It doesn't end in an
RJ. I think RJ cuckold.
Oh.
She says, throughout the badgering, I defended myself saying, hey, I'm not a pervert. I just love the show because it makes me laugh so much. Well, I found out that night one of my coworkers told this guy that he was very inappropriate, and he made me feel like crap. The next day in the office, he comes over to me and apologizes and says, hey, I was just joking. I didn't mean anything by it. I denied again that I was a pervert, but I never accepted his apology.
Yeah, good. Take it to the top.
Take it to the top, lady.
Shouldn't have to defend herself.
I didn't go to HR because I knew his career would be in jeopardy, and I didn't want to be the one responsible for that. But here's the thing. Someone did. He was just asked to retire. He's no longer with the company.
No.
Good. See you later, Joe Biden.
Now he really hates the show.
Hey, little lady.
Oh, he ruined his career.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Our show will kill your career.
Well, that's what happens.
If you hate it. If you hate it. F him, right. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm glad he had to retire.
I don't have no sense
I wish they
humor.
Would have fired him with no retirement.
Exactly. I wish it was nice. They were like, listen.
Mm-hmm. I wish they would have taken us home.
We'll take everything from you.
That sucks.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's that bad.
No,
I
mean, it sucks for her.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
people are dumb.
You're a pervert.
People are so stupid. Dumb. So stupid.
Mm. And obviously,
you perverted whore.
She is a pervert.
Well, yeah, duh.
But that's fine.
She's not. Just because you listen to the show doesn't make you perverted.
Pretty much.
I think it makes you
a little bit.
Is there such a little bit?
Tiny bit. Especially if you call in.
Al Beck said, sitting down here, what I don't want to hear is, this show will ruin your career.
He hasn't found out yet.
It has already. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yep.
No, it's what a weird, weird situation. I think the people who listen to the show are more, is there such a thing as like an audio voyeur?
No.
No, like a like
curious.
Some, yeah, like
yeah, just, I guess so. They're
yeah,
right.
I would
might
I would
not
assume.
Apply to their lives.
To me, the show is like a audio freak show.
Yeah.
Like they go to the carnival freak show. Well,
exactly.
You listen to it when you listen to our show.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just a reflection of society.
Absolutely.
Horrible reflection of an ugly society.
No, it's not. It's fun times.
Giggles and reflection.
It's giggles and fun.
Giggles and dicks. We almost called it that.
Oh my God, that's
almost called
we
it that.
We were like, should we call it Giggled and Zicks or Dave and Chuck the Freak?
Giggles yeah. and
but
dicks.
But I had trouble saying giggles and dicks, so
yeah, he couldn't say it. He couldn't say it.
And we're like, oh,
you should have seen the artwork.
Yeah. The billboards would be amazing.
Yeah.
Giggles and dicks in the morning.
Oh man.
Oh.
Yeah, I kept saying giggles.
Giggles
trying to
nail that. It's going to be the name of their show.
One more time,
which one
Giggles
giggle,
and Dicks.
Which one's Dick?
I'm Giggles. He's
yeah, okay.
Makes sense, right? He's a dick.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been revealed about you guys personally. I think it'd be the opposite.
Yeah, you'd think.
You'd
yeah.
think.
But I guess that's the all part of the show.
Yeah,
exactly.
Giggles and Dicks.
Know how to act.
That's a great name for a show.
It really is.
It totally is.
I love the idea of just putting up those billboards everywhere.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
And dicks.
Yeah.
And then just put different dicks.
I know. I didn't think you'd like it.
I hate it.
I didn't think you'd like
I just want to go on record here, guys. Hello. I hate giggles and dicks.
Which means it would be a huge success.
I mean, the
somebody
biggest
should name the show that right now.
As a billboard, you should have just like dicks giggling. So like Dick Nixon,
oh, yeah,
Dick Tracy.
Oh.
You know, giggles and dicks.
Yeah.
Mr. Double Entendre.
I like it.
Don't tell me.
Someone said, I'm not a pervert, just perv curious. Perv curious. That's a good way to look at it. Someone said, I just want to say, number one, I am a pervert. Number two, I've been listening to your show since it came on in the Boston area, and it had nothing to do with me being a pervert, but it does increase the fact that I am a pervert.
Yes.
Number three, she's not the one responsible for that guy retiring early.
Yeah,
he's an idiot. He's a weirdo.
Idiot, right? I'm sure that wasn't the only thing he did.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's grabbing asses and.
Okay, we've got to get rid of him.
You know what I mean?
He's a freak.
He's a freak.
Sniffing people's heads. He's doing all those tricks.
Yeah,
all the old school tricks.
Someone said we're not perverted. We're just cultured.
Yeah,
cultured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And someone else said I listen to the show to feel better about myself. And, you know, it does that for me, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be having a day when I'm like, oh, man. And then someone calls in and they're like a toilet slave. I'm like, you know what? Life's okay.
Yeah.
Life's okay.
Wow, I didn't wake up today and someone peed right into me.
Funny enough, that is coming up next. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Of course it is.
Wow. Yeah.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Here on Giggles and Dicks, of course it is. Jesus, I can't believe I joined this show. It's the biggest show in the world. Did you hear? It's called Giggles and Dicks. I hated it from the start.
It kind of sounds like a kid's ventriloquist show. Like, Dick is a guy with some puppet.
Hey, how you doing? Waka waka.
Guess what we're going to talk about today? The alphabet.
Yeah.
It's the worst name for a law firm.
You're right.
Giggles and Dicks Law.
Here at Giggles and Dicks,
we take care about you
seriously.
Did you fall on a bicycle?
Auto accident?
This woman said, I'm 24 years old. I find your show hilarious. 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm laughing my ass off. I'll take it. You guys are so real and so funny. It's always a pleasure, regardless of the pervertedness. But aren't we all just a little perverted?
That's what I would say.
It's funny when I meet people out in my life, they're like, you're on that show? Like, you know, like, what?
You're on Giggles and Dicks?
Giggles and Dicks?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
And then people go, do you know what she talks about? And I'm like, no, wait, no. Like, she doesn't talk about that. Yeah. Yeah, she does.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
She's on that Giggles and Dicks.
She's on that Giggles and Dicks.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like a supplement when you say it like that.
I'm on vitamin D and Giggles and Dicks.
I've been taking vitamin D, riboflavin, Giggles and Dicks.
That would sell. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. As long as it,
it's, what does it
made
do?
You laugh and...
Laugh and...
Yeah, it gave you the erections there.
That's why I started taking Giggles and Dicks. Now I'm constantly laughing.
Yeah. Well, hard as a rock.
Mm.
Okay, and Jason, the Jew, said, that would be tough to put on my resume, though. Where'd you work before this? Giggles and Dicks.
Wow, yeah. Except it's the biggest show ever in the history of the world.
You have to put G&D.
Yeah.
Right. The G&D radio.
Morning radio show.
G&D.
G&D. So, listen, don't hold yourself responsible, lady who emailed us. That old guy.
He's weird.
He was going to get fired anyway. even if this incident didn't happen, it would have been something else. They were looking, obviously, for a reason.
To right. They were like, get out of here, you weirdo.
Yeah.
Everybody likes giggles and dicks.
Get with the times, man.
Yeah. And thanks for listening, no matter what people thought of you.
Mm. Yeah.
You pervert.
You're a freak. Yeah,
filthy pervert.
We know what you're up to.
Giggles and Dicks could be like the worst show ever. Like, you know, like think of the worst radio show.
Yeah.
Oh, I think of one right here.
I can tell.
Yeah,
I can
tell. Right?
I'm surprised they haven't tried that yet.
Well, they will now. They will now.
They will now. Yeah. Yeah. Try Giggles everything else.
They monitor us for ideas.
Once we say it, they'll try it.
Yeah.
It fits. It fits.
It's the weekend, bitches, on Giggles and Dicks.
Except it's like the other kind of dicks.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You're a dick.
Yeah. You're a real dick. Like, seriously. You're not nice to anyone.
Just horribly unfunny dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That made me laugh.
Josh is in... Boston. He's reaching out to us. Good morning, Josh.
Hi there.
Hi.
My name's Josh.
Yeah,
I wanted to make a comment that you should make a little specialty show for it being called Dave and Chuck Presents Giggles and Dicks. Maybe like a little side thing at like a concert or something you do.
Like a vin, like a little
like we do
side
a Giggles
thing.
And Dicks event.
Well, that'll be our podcast when we get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Guys do stand up dressed up in penis costumes.
Well, I'm sure.
We could be asked to retire any moment, too. So,
of course.
look for the Giggles and Dicks podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, I'm the only 35 year old man that's ready to be asked to retire.
We just start writing these podcast ideas down.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, you've got the world's greatest podcast.
Yeah, you're
sitting pretty, Lise. You're sitting pretty over
and
there.
Cats
yeah, cheese and cats. You got.
Cheese and cats.
I should start that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
This guy says, I'm a doctor.
My wife take on Joe Rogan. Go right ahead.
Right.
I'm a doctor.
Joe Rogan will be like, cheese and cats took me down.
I'm a doctor. Yes. And my wife's a PhD. We listen every day. Maybe we're a little pervy.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people like that that you don't hear from.
I don't know if you're a doctor if you just went out and bought the coat, though. And you sexually play
the Seymour
you
Bush.
Believe that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Dr. Seymour Bush.
I'm a doctor. I've got the coat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We talked yesterday about the story about the Michigan man who's accused of poisoning his wife's coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, he had his day in court yesterday, her now ex-husband, and people aren't happy with the sentence he got for that. Here's the story from WXYZ-TV.
A slap in the face. That's what Macomb County prosecutors are calling the sentencing for a man who poisoned his wife. Brian Kozlowski was sentenced to 60 weekend days in jail and 5 years probation. His now ex-wife testifying, saying it all started last July, 2 months after she filed for divorce. She started feeling tired and had blurred vision after drinking coffee that he made for her. So she set up cameras and caught him putting sleeping pills in the pot for weeks.
I believe this was not a case of poisoning. I believe this was attempted murder. Brian was trying to kill me to keep his comfortable life from slipping away.
The judge said that since Brian went under psychiatric care after all of this unfolded, he was clearly remorseful for his actions. Prosecutors say they are already working on an appeal.
So he's killed her with that, the medicine.
I don't know if he gave her enough ever.
Yeah, so that's...
You know, if you want to kill somebody, you can do it in one shot.
He put 8 sleeping pills into her coffee pot every single day for weeks. And, the dosage is 1. You're supposed to have. I'm not sure if that would kill you. You know, it could make you sick and nauseous. And
how does she function throughout the day?
You know, if I ain't sleeping, man, I'd be like, ah!
pass out on the floor.
Andy,
right here
are you
in the
okay
studio.
Over there?
Andy is in the other
Andy,
room.
Andy, what's happening?
Andy's
on the
ground.
Andy's under the
table. Going,
Andy's on the ground.
Andy's
on
get up, Andy.
Andy.
God damn it. Get some water on it.
Andy.
Andy. He's tired. He is tired.
We better call 911.
Did you let that chick make coffee for you again?
He did. He won't let her go.
She's doing something to you, dude. There's something wrong.
Get this man some bang quick.
Everything will be in slow motion.
Last night I had a concert in my living room.
There, I'll say this. There have been days where I've been that tired.
Yeah.
Where I didn't get a nap and then didn't get any sleep at night, and you come in and it's and you're tired. But I can't imagine
you sleeping pill tired.
I told you when I accidentally took three sleeping pills on cruise we were on over the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were Advil liquid gels. They were sleepies. Mm. And they're just like sleepies.
Right.
I had the strangest day of my entire life on three of them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
On the boat to the island, I thought I'd been roofied. The boat was moving like, I thought we were on tidal waves, right?
Right. Every little thing.
And we were going so slow. I get off the boat. I'm in a daze.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Jack was talking to me, and it was like he was talking like, Dave,
come on, Dave, go get a drink. What's your problem,
I was,
man?
And he said the steps I was taking in the water were gigantic. Yeah. Like I was lifting my knees all the way up in the air with every step I took.
You're being weird, guys. Something's wrong with Dave. He's being extra weird today.
Hey, Dad, why are you taking those giant steps?
Reminds me when the people slow us down.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. But that's how I heard him. Like, I was the one, I thought he was the one with the problem. Like, something was happening to him.
Yeah.
But it was just all in my head. And then I lay down on this little, like, lounger thing, and that was my day on that island. Oh, I just passed out for the. Someone had a stroke behind us.
Oh, no.
You slept through someone
Keep
else's stroke.
Down back there, guy. Dying.
No. So there was a woman, and Jack, my buddy, is a firefighter. He rushed over. Everyone's helping. Everyone abandoned where we were and is helping this person with the stroke. I am like,
it's a big emergency happening.
Somebody's helping them with stroganoff. And beef stroganoff somewhere.
Okay, and again.
Shut up, lady. I'm making a lot of noise. Trying to get a nap. I tried to sleep, but a lady behind me was gurgling all day.
And again, that was just three over-the-counter sleepies.
So six or how many?
Eight. I don't know even know how you function as a human.
But the thing is, you took them all at once. You know, like if you took all that and put it into a big coffee pot and you're, I don't know how many cups of coffee you get out of a coffee pot because I don't drink coffee.
It didn't look like it was a full coffee pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a little one.
Yeah. So it was probably
If you're doing eight, that's bad.
Yeah, I don't know her name. Let's just call her Karen. Can you imagine? Karen, what's up with you over there?
Just tripping balls.
Karen doesn't seem the same.
Karen's on acid or something.
So
60 weekends.
It's crazy. This guy just got 60 weekend days in jail. So just 30 weekends.
So he got the right judge in the right county.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like it.
Nuts. Someone who felt sympathy for...
There he is on TV right now. Mm-hmm. He was.
Husbands, that's judge. It's just nuts that that's the sentence he got. Because it could have... I mean, I don't know if it... if it couldn't kill her, it would have, could have done some serious damage to her. She could have crashed her car and died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also like you don't know. Like you could be in a weird way trying to like ruin someone's life. Mm-hmm. I think about this. Like if you're trying to do this show.
Yeah, and you can't because...
And someone is... giving you pills to like make you super tired and you just and it's been going on for weeks like yeah. You wouldn't be as funny as right, you normally it are
your life
it, yeah. It could ruin your life, you know.
That's not cool
for sure.
The hangover from a Benadryl is rough.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
from just after the night after one.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you don't want eight in your mm-mm. coffee in that sentence. Hopefully they get something on appeal because that's pretty damn ridiculous.
30 weekends basically he has to do.
Yeah, that's it. That's all he has to do for trying to poison and kill his wife.
Mm-hmm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This one came to us from one of our listeners in email. He says, how's she going, eh? My mom is in her 90s, and she just asked me to make sure that the family history was recorded. So I thought, what better way than to try and trace her family lines than to submit her DNA to one of those websites?
Here you go. Time to ruin grandma's life.
Well, I was amazed at the number of cousins it identified. Over 1,000. I've enjoyed sifting through them and learning my family past. After a few months, though, I received a message from a woman who was in search of her birth father. She said my mom was her strongest match. Her mother had apparently put her up for adoption after being impregnated by one of my relatives. I traced it out who it might have been, and I pointed her towards that man slut. I kind of feel uncomfortable about doing it, though, and I definitely didn't want to be involved in this, but I kind of had to. It was a big surprise from our family tree DNA search.
Hey, I don't like the surprises that these things can bring. Like, as fascinated as you guys are with it, like yeah. I don't want to know.
I'm
you're afraid of what you'll find out.
Whatever boiled down to make this existence, it's not a pretty. It can't be pretty,
right?
So you guys know that Amber and I bought these at Christmas, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we haven't done it yet.
You're afraid.
I honestly, the more I thought about it,
why are you so afraid,
Lisa? Something's up.
What do you mean, something?
Something's up.
What do you, what?
Okay, I asked my parents jokingly,
mm-hmm.
anything you guys need to tell me before I do this DNA test? It was a weird reaction.
Really?
You look just like your dad, though.
I know, but it was a
you
weird...
You came out of your mom's vagina.
I guess.
For sure.
You don't know?
I hope.
Let's see. That's
the one thing you
thing.
Can't
okay,
cover
here's,
up,
here's
you know?
Here's something
like
really...
Like the vagina you came out
super
of.
Super weird, though. I'm the only one in my... I'm the tallest person in my family by far. By far. Like, my dad's 6 foot. He's the other tallest person.
Right.
I'm Irish. Born in Ireland, yes. I think. I get a dark golden tan. My family turns purple.
Yeah, well, that's you're usually every
There's not
Irish
a person in my family that can get a tan.
Yeah. Your basis on your tan.
Well, at least look at me.
Listen, I don't want to give my family history because I slightly tan. I don't know what's up.
Here's the thing, though.
Is that weird? It's odd.
It's like a genealogy debunker there.
Yeah.
It's odd.
I will say this, though. I mean, my dad, my brother, like, they burn. They burn like crazy. Me and my sister could go out in the sun and get just... like, if I wanted to be in the sun, I could get a dark brown tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's,
I don't know if you can really base it on that.
Yeah, I don't think the tan
sometimes you just
tanning thing. Yeah,
and also you go to so many sunny locations, your skin's probably a bit more used to it.
Yeah.
Than them, you always seem to have a baseline tan going.
So yeah. You doubt that they're your parents? Your
no,
dad
I'm
is
not,
definitely
I
your
don't
dad.
Doubt that they're my parents. I just well, their reaction wasn't like, "Oh, that'd be interesting," or yeah. "I'd love to see it." It was
what
like,
was their reaction?
It was. My dad went. My dad is never confrontational. Like he'll never. If something's like, you know, awkward for him, he'll yeah. just walk away.
Yeah.
So that's what he did. Like he didn't even. He was like, "Oh," and then was
oh,
gone.
Oh my god!
And my mom was like, "Oh, David, oh, god. Is that safe to do?" I'm like,
"Uh-oh."
What do you mean, mom? She's like, "Oh, just I've read some horrible things. I've read some horrible well, things about it."
Okay,
that could be.
I will say this: what if? And I know we've said it before, but what if your parents are hiding?
Yeah, we have said it, and I know the situation that surrounded us leaving Ireland was something
shady.
Something happened.
They still don't want people to find you?
I mean, it's on.
Well, my dad's just in Ireland right now. Like, he goes back.
Exactly.
Right, but I mean, no one's, like, monitoring him.
But doesn't it ping other people telling them that they're in it now? Like, that's where it probably is a crazier thing, I bet.
Well, and plus then your DNA's on record, and it's like, people, this is how people are getting caught. Like someone, so there's like a murderer, and I'm not saying this about your family, so please bear with me. But there's like a murderer that has done something. They have their blood on the scene. They're like, well, we have the blood. Maybe we'll get lucky one day. So then a cousin of that murderer decides, I want to find out about my family history.
Yeah.
They get their stuff done. All of a sudden, they're like, whoa.
We got a database hit.
We got a ping on that blood. Yeah. It's this. We now know who it is. Boom. That person goes to jail.
Shoot.
Yeah. I just like, part of me too is like, I get all conspiracy theoried out. Yeah, I think they're
that's not good for you.
Yeah, like I'm like, they're making a list, man, and they ain't checking it twice. That's not Santa Claus we're doing.
That's not me. Like, I have nothing to be afraid of in my own life.
Well,
I don't know what my family got up to.
I am worried that I might have like a half brother or sister somewhere. I don't know what my dad got up to. Who knows? Maybe, you know, like,
right.
So I don't want that to pop up. I'm a little nervous.
Well, that's just, I think about that. Like, I like, you know, like, I want to think that my grandma and grandpa had a perfect marriage and they were the, like, ideal, iconic, like, romantic thing. And then if I found out, like, there's green beans in France.
Yeah.
French green beans.
Though. They're delicious, by the way, French beans.
Yeah.
I know this is my crazy head, besides the tan thing. It goes to the twin. Like, maybe they realized at the time
they couldn't
take care of two kids.
What if you found out that you did have an alive twin?
That would never.
Oh my god!
That would be horrible.
That would be crazy.
I mean, a horrible lie. That'd be really
it would
terrible.
Be crazy
That'd
if they gave crazy. My twin away
they
for adoption.
Do that.
Okay, so in my own life, okay, this happened. Not with my direct family. Yeah, someone in my family. There was like an adoption situation that happened, and then through Facebook, they found the person, and they're now back in the fold.
Mm.
You know. Yeah, and I mean, it's obvious. It's like, oh my god, you are my aunt's daughter.
See, that's another crazy thing is you don't have any HIPAA protection. So it's not like your medical information. Everything that they find out in your DNA is for sale.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you have to be
that's
willing
what put
to,
me off at the beginning.
There's no privacy
that,
to it.
That your stuff is out there, right? You're giving all your information to someone voluntarily. So, but I don't know.
It's pretty interesting to get it done. I don't regret getting it done.
Yeah.
I don't want a half brother or sister. I'd be the one person that'd be like, no, I don't want that.
Well, yeah, I don't even like the family.
That's trouble.
You know, my parents didn't tell me until I was older that I was a twin that passed at birth, which is what they said. And it explained so much for me that, you know, I fought to get bunk beds, even though I was an only child.
Yeah.
Like, I always had this feeling of something was missing.
Your twin, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I, always, my parents said that I was always wanting, you know, to stay at a family member's or have a cousin stay over or whatever. Like, I always wanted to be around other kids. I always felt like there was something missing. So that obviously is in my head to think, God forbid, like if I found I found out that they had given my brother up for adoption instead of, you know, and made up the story, that would rock my world.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It would be horrible.
It would be the worst.
Well, and honestly, I think people are finding out stuff like this all the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, no one knew about the thing in my family. It turns out a couple people did. Mm-hmm. But it was like, no one else did. None of the guys knew.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not too familiar with it all. But the only way I'd find that out is if my brother took a DNA test too. Yep. Right? That's the only way I'd know that if that was the case.
Then you'd match. You'd have a match.
Or your brother's children.
Yeah, someone related to your brother.
You'd
go, who's this?
Right. His kids would be, if he had kids. If he's alive and if he had kids, they'd be too young likely to do, like my kids, right? They wouldn't. My kids aren't going to take a DNA test.
Right, but if he had them at 20, like you didn't have a kid at 20.
If he's still in Ireland, you may have had the kids at 20.
Yeah. The thing about it is, generally, people over there, they don't take
things. Yeah, they won't take it.
Because they're born where they came from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not. If you're in Scotland right now and you're an Urquhart in Scotland, you've always been an Urquhart in Scotland. Mm-hmm. Why would I need to take a DNA test?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things that like slows down. When you get super into this, the way my mom is, you realize, you hit roadblocks because people over there in the country that you want to find out that you're from, they don't take the tests like we take the tests here.
Yeah.
Someone said Dave wants so hard to believe there's a little black in him. He's willing to believe there's something strange with his parents. But that's not the case.
Oh, that's the thing, too.
I do believe I am part.
Yes, well, it does make do believe
sense.
That.
I know.
That's hilarious.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Just not
you're going to be so disappointed when you find out.
Oh, there'll be some African-American in me.
I'll see those 23andMe commercials. It's always like somebody's like, I found out I was related to George Washington. I'd be like, I found out that I'm third cousins with Charlie Manson.
You don't want to find that out. That's horrible.
Just their reaction was not at all what I expected, and it's made me delay doing it.
I would, dude. I don't know.
Because I think something not good could come of this.
Well, you know, there have been people that have told my mom, like my mom will do this for anybody. She's like insane about this stuff. She'll find out everything about your life. And there are people that are like, no, I don't want to know anything.
Yeah, I'm like that, dude.
Yeah, there are people that are like, no, don't. I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know anything past my grandparents.
That's just it. Like, I don't care about, like, because my grandpa had a bunch of brothers and sisters, and they don't talk to anybody. They never talked to. It's bad stuff.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want a lot of drama there. Yeah, I don't want to know anything.
This guy said, I kind of understand what Dave means. I got my dad one of those DNA kits for Christmas. He hasn't done it yet, but he explained to me why he wanted one so badly. He pointed out he doesn't look much like his dad and that his dad always treated him differently than his brother. When he tried to ask my grandmother about it, she acted very funny and always tries to change the subject.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
He's convinced that his father is someone else and he wants to use the DNA.
That's weird. Family secrets.
And listen, family secrets do come out because of this stuff. And even the stuff my mom found out about, like, my relatives, just the debauchery that was going on even back, like, in the 1800s.
Well, dude, that's the thing. Can you imagine, like, today there's advances in mental health and things. Can you imagine what was going on with unchecked people before medicine caught up and before anybody was looking in on what was going on inside a house?
In people's families, you'll find there'll be like a woman that has tons of kids, and then you find out like, oh, they were nuts.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were nuts and they had like...
They put them in a place or something.
Yeah, eventually.
A lot of listeners have found some big surprises when they've done these DNA tests. Megan's up first. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Morning.
What was your DNA surprise?
We found out that we have a sister. So my brother took the ancestry DNA with his wife, and they got matched with a girl.
Oh, no.
That they shared a biological father. She is about 20 years older than we are.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, geez.
How, what's happened next?
Yeah, what, you get to share all your stuff with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting to know her.
Do you like her?
Yeah, she's really
okay,
nice.
That's good.
She was just as surprised as we were.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm. I mean, I found out for my birthday, and I literally stopped working and went into a back room and kind of cried because I was confused.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing, man. That's heavy. Like, that is super heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To find out you have a half brother or sister.
Absolutely. It's just your what you thought about who you were has totally been rocked, right?
Yes.
I feel like my half brother or sister wouldn't like them. Like they'd be like
they'd be
trouble.
Weird or something. Yeah.
Or they'd, like they'd be trouble.
When that woman said we had a sister, they're just like, oh,
yeah.
I mean, maybe they would be great, but I don't
secret
know.
Secret sisters are no fun.
No, secret sisters or secret brothers.
It'd just be crazy if Dave found out he was like, they're like, we have to tell you, David, you're related to Danny DeVito.
What?
Yeah.
No, mom,
he's your third cousin.
No.
He's your third cousin.
No.
Hey, Dave, can I get your third cousin's autograph?
Yeah. No, I never want to see him.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yikes.
And you're also related to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, God, it did worse.
Oh, that's horrible. Yep. David Spade.
Oh, all everyone I hate, I'm somehow related to. Wouldn't that be amazing?
It could happen.
Their blood is the same as yours, Dave.
They're your blood, boy. You've got to love them.
They're your kin.
Yes, Dave would have a midget twin. Mm. Well, that'd be weird.
You have to get this done.
You think I do?
Oh.
I just, no, like, I I'm know. One Maybe of those not. People that's a staunch, I just don't want to even care. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'm curious on your DNA.
The only thing I would like is if I had, like, some kind of rich English, like, if I was one of those dudes that, like, there's, like, a villa waiting for me in
like,
London.
Think about that guy. That happened for that guy,
that's
right?
That's true. It did happen.
But mine wouldn't be. They'd be like, no, you owe us money somehow.
Well, that's the other thing we joke about that God forbid, I find out I have a kid.
Right.
From that Irish broad that I had at 13.
Yeah.
That was her whole goal or something. To have a baby.
Yep.
That's nuts.
Oh, and there's another wee David roaming around in Ireland. I could have a brother. I could have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be pretty old.
I'll tell you what's nuts, too. So what's nuts about possibly having a kid is that then, like, that kid is entitled.
Yeah. See, guys got to worry
like,
about that
all of
that
a sudden,
stuff.
You're, like, paying child support.
I'm sure there's a lot of guys that have to worry about that. They just wore
I
out
guarantee,
doing
yeah.
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know
Not
what happened.
Worry, yeah.
Like women know, obviously.
Right. That's like Andy, it's like Andy's talking about, you know, like because your grandpa was in World War II.
Right.
And he's over in France for 4 years.
Unchecked, and he's a green.
Green.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, it makes me, when I saw those pictures of him, my grandma had old pictures of him in France, and I'm just like, I can see it in his face. He's looking for bits, I think.
And listen, of course, I have all the letters that my grandfather wrote my grandmother when he was in World War II. Every letter was, I'm not banging whores over here. I promise you, I am not banging any whores. You're the only girl for me. Like, every letter was...
Yeah.
Like, that's the number one message.
Yeah.
And the second one was, don't send any more pancakes.
Okay.
Weird. The guys were sick of pancakes.
Yeah. So I'm putting off doing a DNA test because I'm a little worried about what could show up based on my parents' reactions and my deep, dark tan for an Irishman. Christina.
That is huge, Johnson.
Christina's in White Lake. Hi, Christina. How are you?
Doesn't make any sense.
It's Christina.
Oh, hi, Christina. Okay, great. Go ahead. Speak to us.
My father is really into genealogy, and he has researched his family back to 1040 AD in France. So assuming I'm 50, my whole life I know a ton about my family. He bought me a DNA kit for my 50th birthday in May, and I got the results yesterday morning, and my father is not my father.
Mm. Dun, dun, dun.
He's almost spit out of water.
Yeah. No, that happens.
Right? My dad doesn't even know yet. The person.
Well, your dad knows.
Yeah. He doesn't have to know. The mom might not know. The mom just hopes,
That's the thing. The mom probably didn't know.
Who's your dad?
Who's your daddy?
Does she know who her dad is?
She's gone.
Yeah.
Who's your dad?
Who's your dad?
It's a cliffhanger.
I'm your daddy.
Okay, all right.
I'm your daddy.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah.
I'm your daddy.
That would be weird.
Call me daddy.
That made Lisa almost get under the desk.
Yes, like, oh my God, my goodness.
She's like, that is so creepy.
She climbed right underneath. She's like, oh my God, that's naughty.
Oh, God, Chuck, stop it.
That's our Maury Povich segment.
Who's your daddy?
Took a weird turn there for a second.
Yeah, it did. But see, that's nuts, right? I mean, finding that out is insane. That's insane.
Christine in Boston's up next. Good morning, Christine.
Hi. I'm calling because I have a half-brother that I just found out about. My sister and I did 23andMe for our birthday, and my nephew reached out. He found us, and my father had told us that we had a half-brother at one point, but he said that he got
it. Oh, you're losing, yeah, but you have a half-brother.
Your half-brother.
Yeah, we don't know. Who's your half-brother? Yeah.
Who's your half-brother?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's so weird. That made me get under the desk.
He's climbing down again.
I never get offended.
No.
They would find out he's related to Chris Angel. Oh, the worst. I hate that.
That would be terrible.
That would suck.
That's pretty bad. Oh, my God. Bad one. Terrible.
You're an angel.
He's not.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, but
he's not going to give any of it.
No, of course. He's a magician.
I get free tickets to his shows.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't want any of his fake magic money. Yeah, he's like, hey, we're a match. You want tickets
to
my show?
I just made my fake brother disappear.
Yeah.
Charlie. No, hi, Charlie.
Chris Angel won't leave Dave alone.
So tell me, what was your DNA surprise?
What's up, bro?
My father took the DNA test. Turns out my grandfather, he was over in Japan during World War II, came back, found out that he had a sister in Indiana. He reached out to his sister. Turns out she wants nothing to do with him.
Oh. Well, so that's tough, too. So let's just say I find out I do have a brother, a twin.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And he says, I never want to see you in my life.
He wouldn't do that.
Your family abandoned me, and I want nothing to do with
you. Well, that's possible.
You don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know how.
No,
somebody
I know. But he's holding it against me.
But you have no
you're like
idea.
The chosen one.
Like he's like a right. He's like a criminal. He's had a hard life in Ireland.
Right.
Oh, you're on a goddamn radio show.
Oh,
must be nice. The parents took you to America.
Right.
They took you to the promised land, and they left me here. Away on with you.
Seriously, though.
So, David. I hope you know I get out of jail pretty soon.
Oh, that's my brother.
They abandoned me in a Scottish village.
Oh, no, really?
I became a pikey.
Oh, I feel so bad for you.
And guess what?
It's tough, huh?
I'm coming for you.
No, for what? I didn't do nothing.
I'm coming for you.
We were just buddies in the womb. I have no idea.
Buddies in the womb.
I look just like you.
I know.
I look just like you. I'm going to take your life.
No, you can't. You're going to take my life.
What if he takes your identity?
Oh, my God, you guys. If someone's here and you get a strange feeling it's not me, look into it.
I'm the new Dave Hunter now.
No, there's a new Dave Hunter.
Bizarro Dave's here.
Everybody,
the show would be so different.
It would. It's like Dave inexplicably had a teardrop tattoo one day. Like we didn't understand it.
Can you imagine?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Dave, why the accent?
You know, I pick things up really quick, eh?
Is that a boot knife?
Of course it is. You never take it out of your boot unless you're going to stab somebody.
You're hilarious.
Let's get drunk.
You get bombed on the air like Lisa falls for him.
Oh, my God. I'm like in some basement somewhere.
This guy is cool as hell. This is the coolest guy ever.
Dave's super rock and roll now. Yeah, that's a crazy. It's crazy to think about.
I didn't think he'd take my identity.
We were just womb buddies, man.
Amber's like, oh buddies. My God, Dave is incredible.
Hey, that's what she says now. For God's sake.
Yeah, well.
You son of a bastard.
I'm just saying.
She's like, this trait's fine.
That would not be the case. He would just disappoint. Oh. All right. Let's go next to Chelsea. Chelsea's DNA surprise is leading to something that's happening this weekend, I guess. Chelsea, hi.
Hi.
So what was your DNA surprise?
I found out that my father isn't my real father. My father just passed away in December, and I took the test and come to find out that I'm actually my mom's old boss's kid.
Your mom's slept old with the boss's boss. Kid. Your mom slept with the boss and that reduced you.
Oh no.
Does he know?
Yes, we're actually meeting on Sunday.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he know before this?
Yes, he always had a hunch that I was his. But they never really did a test or went through with it, but I'm finding out that my father, the one who passed away, did not know.
Aww.
Yeah, well, and that's probably better. And it's almost better that you waited until he passed on, which I think is the same thing in my family. It was like, I think my cousin, you know, waited and then reached out after people were gone. You know what I mean? Like, it's
probably
it's the best thing to do, I think. Well, good luck meeting your real dad this weekend.
Yeah,
I hope it goes well.
What a crazy thing.
All right, Chelsea.
See, the only way I would do this stuff is if I was at the end of my life.
Yeah,
the very end. I'm elderly.
Yeah.
You know, I'll check it. I'll take a peek. See what nightmares made this.
Right.
So then you'd be like, how many kids do I have?
They're peppered all across the United States.
This person said, imagine how awkward it would be if James found out he was related to John Cena. Well, I don't know if it would change your crush.
You'd still be super excited.
Yeah, well, at least now we can hang out.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Hey, bro. Remember me? No?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember you either, but I see you on TV. Want to hang out? Yeah. Can I take you around and show you to all my friends?
This is my brother.
This is my brother, guys.
John Cena.
Yeah. You can't see him, but you can see him now.
This guy said, I left home at 16 to work for a traveling carnival until I was 26. No DNA test for me ever. Oh, yeah, you probably have 52 kids all across this United States of America.
A carny DNA test?
Carny DNA.
They probably have, just a special section for that.
They're like, your carny blood dates back to 1112 A.D.
You come from a long line of carnies.
The first carny ever. Carny carnies.
Ben in Tampa. Ben has a buddy like me that is afraid to take the DNA test, and why is it for him, Ben?
So, his family's trying to push him into doing it because they feel that there's a chance that the girl that he's dating and him are related.
Oh God.
That happens a lot, too.
I'm fairly sure I'm not related to any of my...
They're trying to avoid some crazy family situations later, but he's kind of hesitant about doing it because he loves her, but it could be weird.
But if you love her, then you got to find out if it's your...
Yeah, you do.
You got to find out.
Exactly.
You do have to find out.
Even I'm like, dude, you got to do it, man.
So he kind of knows.
Out.
Don't you feel like he kind of feels like...
There's something there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like he would have to. Like, you'd have to feel that there's something there. And if you're related, you kind of know.
I feel like you might, you know?
Mm. It's weird, man.
Darlene's in Fort Myers. Did you have a DNA surprise?
Yes, I did.
What was it?
At the age of 58, I found out that my dad that raised me was not my father. I found out that I was... my sperm donor, so to speak, was the newspaper guy
No, oh, no, come on. Like, that is, like, that's a joke that's been around for ages. No. You were literally the newspaper man.
No, the milkman was the one that we always heard of, but it was actually the gentleman that came in and took the money for the.
He took the money and left his sperm?
Jeez.
Okay.
Yes, he didn't get his money. He just left the sperm.
When you found out, like, was mom still around? Like, is that how you ended up finding out? You were like, hey, what is the deal? And she was like, well, I did bang that newspaper guy.
No, how I found out was I had my ex-boyfriend told me, he said, there's no way in hell that's your dad. That's your father. And I was like, yes, it is. Yes, it, you know, fought him for a while. And then I did the DNA test and found out it was 99.9% not my dad.
Oh, but 100%.
Yeah. I never did meet my father, though.
Oh, like the newspaper man passed?
Died. Yeah, well.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Maybe. I would like to know. I mean, I did the DNA, you know, and I've not found much of any, like, close relatives, but I've got several.
That's tough. I can't imagine.
Of, cousins.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Your mom's a whore.
Oh, no.
That's tough.
No.
That's tough. Super tough, Darlene.
Yeah. Tough.
All the best to you in life. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, see ya.
I like the phrase DNA surprise. It just sounds like another name for a finale.
Okay, here's a question, though. Do you think these places are desperately trying to keep stories like this under wraps,
so, like, you'll do it.
They don't.
So you won't be afraid to
right,
do it.
Right, like,
the
you
test.
Know, when you yeah, see the I'm thing sure. on TV, it's always
a great
like,
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. They never have one right. where it's like, well, I found out my dad is.
That's what I'm saying.
Is a rapist.
Oh my God!
Oh God!
You know what I mean? Like, there's some really bad stuff. I guess you could find out.
Yeah, they don't. That's the thing. The 20, like, all those commercials for it are like, I can't believe that I was related to Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, they're so happy.
Yeah, like, I'm second cousins with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, they only show the positives.
Yeah.
They don't show the negatives.
No. Man, oh man, right. I can't imagine finding out you're
I
the paper boys.
Great grandmother.
Paper boy.
Was the top whore in a brothel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can happen, dude.
Yeah.
You think about the Wild West here.
Remember that
think
fear?
Think about if you were from California in the 1800s, the crap that happened.
Remember that fear that guy in Tampa had about the DNA test that could be related? Eric, that fear became reality, right?
Yeah, hey guys. So my best friend, he was dating this chick, and he was dating her for a couple of years. So what happened there for Christmas, too, which is funny, that he got her and himself the DNA test.
Oh, yeah.
And, yep, so a little backstory to this, too, is that both of them were conceived through artificial insemination. And when the test came back, they both had the same dad.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's tough.
So the half-brother and half-sister did F, right?
Oh, for 2 years, dude.
Oh, for 2 years, yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, oh, man.
I guess they just got lucky they didn't have a kid together, right?
Yeah.
He told me that she basically spent, like, the next, like, week in her, in another room crying, and, they broke up.
Well, you have to break up, right? Like, you have to break up.
She's a brother after.
Yeah, that's a real tough blow, you know? You have to break up, though.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Oh, 100%.
I don't care how much in love you are.
No, it's too bad. I mean, it sucks.
It doesn't matter. That sucks.
You're going to raise a little Quasimodo? No, you can't. You're related.
Put him in a tower?
Oh,
no.
He's good. He's doing his bell again.
There he is.
I winged a bell.
Quasi.
I gave him a smartphone.
Quasi, we're having dinner.
Yeah.
Dinner time.
I'm going to go bring him food.
Tough. Jamal.
Get your hands close.
Yes.
How you doing, man?
All right, not too bad.
So did you get a DNA surprise?
I did get a DNA surprise, man. Long story short, like, I was raised in a family, man. You know, we're real pro-black, to be honest about it. You know what I mean? African, everything. I was raised, you know, very, very pro-black.
Yeah.
So my mother, you know, she's, you know, her mother and her father were both light-skinned. So she came out really, really light-skinned as well. So her and my dad was together, whatever. And she got a call from her brother saying that he found out that that their father may not be their father. So she goes on and she does the 21andMe thing and come to find out that her father is actually a white guy.
Welcome to the family, Jamal, my brother. Oh, Jamal! You're my brother here. Oh, wow. That is awesome. Let's go grab some IPAs. Dave would be so happy.
So happy. Yeah.
It's my brother, Jamal. And me and Jamal.
Their commercial Dave's like doing that.
It was definitely like, something.
Oh, my God. So did you meet?
So she goes to Ohio to meet them, and she comes back, and she's showing us pictures and everything. And when I say that, you know what I mean, they are pure, pure country white.
Pure Ohio. Yeah. Pure Ohio country white.
Oh, no. No.
No, not even Andy likes that.
No, God, no.
Yeah. So we already arranged a family meeting where we all were supposed to meet them, right? The dad passed away X amount of time ago, but we met all the sisters and the bro, my aunties and my uncles. And so we all go to Ohio. We had this really awkward family dinner.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mind you, my dad, I'm telling you when I say, like, you know, he's not a racist, but he's like very, like, you know, Black Panther, Malcolm X, very strong like that.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it was so awkward, man. It had to be the most awkward. And the food was nasty, but it was so awkward.
The food was
man.
Nasty, of course it was.
I love Wakanda, my brother. I love Wakanda. What you were in that movie was amazing.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm a long time listener, man. First time calling, man. Y'all are awesome, man. I love y'all personalities, man. Thank y'all so much for doing what y'all
Thanks
do, man.
Thanks for calling.
Dave's brother, Jamal.
My brother, Jamal. Let's hang soon, okay?
Yeah, take
chill.
Care, man.
All right, bye-bye.
The worst Ohio dinner.
That is. He's like, can you pass more of the plain-ass gravy?
Plain mashed potato, like nothing in
Dave shows
no
up
seasoning.
At Dave shows up at the party. He's dressed like Snoop Dogg from 1992.
Oh, what do you mean? Representing my new family.
Looks like Eazy-E.
Oh, that is crazy. Huh? Pure country white.
Pass me that gin and juice.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it's
awkward.
Nuts.
I can't imagine how awkward that was.
No, that's got to be crazy.
You got to laugh about it afterwards,
you do,
I guess.
You
You're like, that was a mistake. That was weird for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I guess the other side of it, like this person says, is like they were an only child. They were hoping, like Dave, praying for a DNA surprise, a twist, something, and got nothing. And it's like, oh, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. No, I'd be cool with it because I think it could lead to all sorts of craziness. But
I might be related to Jamal.
He might be, yeah.
He's part of the Ohio beans.
The green beans. All right. Well, it's still up in the air whether we're going to do this or not. If I do it, of course, I'll tell you guys what happens and what if there's any big surprises. I'm hoping.
You've been thinking about this for years.
You know, this is the thing. I have the kits. I saw the kits yesterday.
I have it. I'm on there or whatever. It is. For me, it's cool. Like, I get contacted by people that are like, hey, man, this is nuts. But, like, and it's weird, like, what is something happened in my family's history where I believe a guy changed his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was like,
had to change his identity.
We've got to be someone new now.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. I do. I think there's some kind of twist like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a break so I can arrange a hang with Jamal. I'm going to give him a quick ring. Set something up.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.